In this carved ivory plaque, we see the deposition of Christ from the cross, or the removal of the dead body of Christ from the cross after the crucifixion.
Peter Barnett is curator in charge of the medieval department.
We see the body of Christ being held by Joseph of Arimathea, while below, the figure of Nicodemus removes the nail from Christ's feet. These three primary figures are flanked by, on the left, the image of the mourning virgin, the mother of Christ, and on the other side, we see the figure of St. John the Evangelist with his arms raised in a gesture of grief as he witnesses the crucifixion and its after events.
Compare the appearance of the figures to the background. The figures were carved of elephant ivory, but attached to a plaque made of whalebone, easily distinguished by its characteristic black flecks. In Gothic art, it was very unusual to combine different types of ivory in a single object like this. We don't know why this occurred, but perhaps the plaque once had a gold background, concealing this discrepancy of materials. Ivories from the Middle Ages were typically painted or gilded, and not pure white, as so many appear today.